From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The main rebel coalition in Syria says it is willing to accept a temporary truce, but only if Russia calls a halt to its airstrikes and the Damascus government ends its offensive near the Syrian-Turkish border. The Syrian rebel coalition, known as the High Negotiations Committee, said after its meeting in Saudi Arabia Saturday that any potential truce would require the Syrian government to lift its blockade of rebel-held communities and release thousands of detainees. The HNC said the truce must also include Syria's allies, notably Russia and Iran. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov spoke about the crisis by telephone Saturday. There was no indication they made any significant progress on the truce issue. Russia has said it will not stop its airstrikes against what it calls terrorist targets in Syria, even if there is a truce. Uganda's Electoral Commission has named incumbent leader Yoweri Museveni the winner in Thursday's presidential election. But as Jill Craig reports, the main opposition party led by Kizza Besigye is rejecting the results as fraudulent.
According to the Electoral Commission, Museveni garnered 60.75% of the final vote. Besigye captured 35.37%, and independent candidate Amama Mbabazi took 1.43%. Besigye has run against Museveni three times before, losing each time amid accusations that the president's supporters rigged the vote and intimidated his opponents. Museveni has been in power since 1986, when his National Resistance Army took control of Uganda by force.
VOA's Jill Craig. This is VOA News.